MMR vaccination, protecting against measles, mumps and rubella infection. Vaccination saves lives. This information leaflet was produced by NHS Wales and Public Health Wales. Why is the MMR vaccine so important? The MMR vaccine protects against three serious infections, measles, mumps and rubella. Around 9 out of 10 young people have received the MMR vaccine in Wales and are protected against the diseases. For those who haven't had the MMR vaccine, the diseases, especially measles and mumps, still remain a threat to their health. Why should I get the MMR vaccine? The MMR vaccine is the safest, most effective way to protect yourselves and your child against measles, mumps and rubella. Since the vaccine was introduced in 1988, these infections have become rare in the UK. However, there have been outbreaks of disease, especially measles, when the number of people having the vaccine has dropped. The MMR vaccine can protect you and your child from serious illness. What does the vaccine protect against? Measles. Measles is caused by a very infectious virus which can lead to serious and possibly life-threatening complications. Nearly everyone who catches it will have a high fever and a rash and will be very unwell. One in every 15 people gets complications, including infection of the lungs, pneumonia, and brain encephalitis. Measles can kill. In a measles outbreak in Wales in 2013, over 1,200 people were infected. 88 needed hospital treatment, and one person died. Measles is one of the most infectious diseases known. You and your child are vulnerable to this deadly infection unless you are protected by the vaccine. Mumps. Mumps virus causes painful, swollen glands in the face, neck and jaw, and a fever and headache. Complications include infection of the brain, encephalitis, and the brain covering, meningitis. It can also cause painful swelling of the testicles in males and ovaries in women. Just under half of all males who get mumps-related testicular pain and swelling notice some shrinkage of their testicles. Rubella. Rubella, German measles, is also a disease caused by a virus spread by coughs and sneezes. In children, it is usually mild and can go unnoticed, but may cause a brief rash, swollen glands, and a sore throat. But catching rubella while pregnant is very serious for the unborn baby. It can seriously damage their sight, hearing, heart and brain. This condition is called congenital rubella syndrome, CRS. If women get rubella infection in the first 3 months of pregnancy, it causes damage to the unborn baby in 9 out of 10 cases. In the 5 years before the MMR vaccine was introduced, about 43 babies a year in the UK were born with congenital rubella syndrome. When is the MMR vaccine offered? The first dose of the MMR vaccine is offered between 12 and 13 months of age. By that age, the immunity, protection a baby had received from their mother against the disease will have faded. The second dose is given at 3 years and 4 months, at the same time as the 4-in-1 preschool booster vaccination. Both doses of the MMR vaccine are needed to get the best possible protection. Contact your GP surgery as soon as possible to catch up on any missed MMR vaccinations. Dose 1, the first dose between 12 and 13 months of age. Dose 2, the second dose at 3 years and 4 months, at the same time as the 4-in-1 preschool booster vaccination. You can catch up with missed MMR doses at any age. Who else should have the vaccine? Anyone born after 1970 who has not had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine should arrange to have it at their GP surgery. Teenagers and young adults. If you have not had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine, you are at risk of catching the diseases the vaccine protects against. If you have already had 1 dose, you will only need 1 further dose, no matter how long ago you had the first dose. If you need 2 doses, they can be given 1 month apart. Contact your GP surgery as soon as possible to catch up on any missed MMR vaccinations. Women and pregnancy. Rubella can be a very serious infection for unborn babies. If you're planning to have a baby, you should have had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine. As it is a live vaccine, you can't have it when you're pregnant, and you should avoid getting pregnant for 1 month after having the MMR vaccination. If you have not had 2 doses, contact your GP surgery as soon as possible to catch up on any missed MMR vaccinations. If you are pregnant or have just had a baby and are not sure if you've had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine, speak to your midwife or GP at your next appointment. Older adults. Adults born in the UK before 1970 are very likely to have had measles, mumps, and rubella as a child, so will already be protected. If you are not sure whether you have had these infections and are concerned, discuss it with your GP or nurse. Even if you think you have had the vaccines before but aren't sure or have no record of this, it is safe to receive further doses. Move to the UK. If you have moved to live in the UK, you may need 2 doses of the MMR vaccine. Different countries offer different vaccinations, and not all may have used the combined MMR vaccine. If you don't have a record of the vaccines you have received or are not sure, discuss this with your GP or nurse. You may also need other routine UK vaccinations. Are there any reasons why the vaccine should not be given? There are very few reasons why the MMR vaccine cannot be given. If you or your child are ill with a fever on the day the vaccination is due, delay the appointment until you are better. If you or your child have a minor illness without a fever, such as a cold, the vaccination should be given as normal. The vaccine should not be given to anyone who has had a severe, life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. The MMR vaccine should not be given to pregnant women or people who have a weakened immune system, are immunosuppressed due to treatment or a disease. Before receiving the MMR vaccine, you should tell the GP or nurse if you or your child is immunosuppressed due to treatment for a serious condition, such as a transplant or cancer, or is taking high levels of steroids or medications that significantly affect the immune system. If you or your child has a condition that affects the immune system, or has had convulsions, fits not associated with fever, you should also tell them if you are pregnant. Can the vaccine be given to someone with allergies? Yes, asthma, eczema, food intolerances and egg allergies do not prevent someone from having the MMR vaccine. Can the vaccine be given before 12 months of age? Not usually, because immunity passed on from the mother can make the MMR vaccine less effective. Sometimes the vaccine may be offered to children from 6 months of age, for example before travel to areas where measles is circulating or during an outbreak. Any child who was given the MMR vaccine before the age of 12 months should still receive 2 further routine doses. If your child has missed any MMR vaccinations, it's important to catch up as soon as possible. Talk to your GP or nurse. Is there gelatin in the MMR vaccine? Gelatin is a substance used in a wide variety of foods and medicines, including vaccines. In the UK, we currently use 2 MMR vaccines called MMR Vax Pro and Priorix. MMR Vax Pro contains porcine, pork gelatin. Priorix does not contain gelatin. Please speak to your GP or nurse if you need a vaccine that does not contain gelatin. How will I know when the vaccinations are due? An appointment will be sent to your home address when the vaccine is due. Most GP surgeries and health centres run vaccination clinics for children. If you change your address, please let your GP surgery know. What happens at the appointment? Your GP or nurse will explain about the vaccination and answer any questions you have. The vaccine is usually given as an injection in the upper arm. What if I miss the appointment? You should cancel an appointment beforehand if you can't make it. If you do miss the appointment or have to delay the vaccination, make a new appointment as soon as possible. What are the side effects of the MMR vaccine? Millions of doses of the MMR vaccine have been given worldwide for over 30 years. The vaccine has a very good safety record. Side effects are usually mild and are less common after the second dose. people can sometimes get a sore arm where the injection was given. Some may develop a small lump where the needle was put in, and the area around it might also be slightly hot and red. This is normal and may last some weeks. It does not need any treatment. The vaccine contains weakened types of live measles, mumps, and rubella viruses. Because the viruses are weakened, people who have had the vaccine cannot infect other people. The three different viruses in the vaccine act at different times and may produce the following side effects after the first dose. Around 6 to 10 days after the vaccination, as the measles part of the vaccine starts to work, about 1 in 10 people may develop a fever, and some develop a measles-like rash and a loss of appetite. Symptoms usually last 2 to 3 days. About 3 weeks after the vaccination, 1 in 50 people may get mumps-like symptoms, fever and swollen glands after their vaccination, as the mumps part of the vaccine starts to work. Rarely, 1 in every 1,000 young children may have a fit caused by a fever following the vaccination. This fit is called a febrile convulsion. However, if a young child who has not been vaccinated gets measles, they are 5 times more likely to have a fit. Very rarely, about 1 in 10,000 people may get a rash of small bruise-like spots in the 6 weeks after the vaccination. If this happens, get advice from your GP. Less than 1 in a million people develop encephalitis, swelling of the brain, after the MMR vaccine. But there is very little evidence that it is actually caused by the vaccine. However, if someone catches measles, the risk of developing encephalitis is over 100 times higher. Less than 1 in a million people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, and doctors and nurses are trained to manage them. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. If you or your child has a fever and feels unwell after the vaccination, you or they can take paracetamol or ibuprofen. Read the instructions on the packet carefully and take the correct dose for you or your child's age. We don't recommend taking these medicines beforehand to prevent a fever from developing. Remember, children under 16 should not take medicines that contain aspirin. You can report suspected side effects of vaccines and medicines through the Yellow Card Scheme. You can do this online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard or by calling the Yellow Card Scheme hotline on 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Where can I get more information? If you have any questions or want more information, you can visit 111.wales.nhs.uk, talk to your doctor or nurse, or call NHS 111 Wales. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. You can find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, at medicines.org.uk/EMC. You will need to enter the name of the vaccine, MMR Vax Pro or Priorix, in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard or by downloading the Yellow Card app or calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. A schedule showing which vaccinations are routinely offered in Wales is available from 111.wales.nhs.uk/complete schedule. To order more copies of this leaflet, visit publichealthwales.org/health-information-resources. To find out how the NHS uses your information, visit 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information. published October 2022, Public Health Wales, NHS Trust, version 1B, ISBN 978-183766-0933.